producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Hey, welcome. It's hour number two, live from New York. Kevin McCullough, you're watching on Biz TV. That's a live shot of Fifth Avenue. We're so glad to have you with us. And we have revived the tradition that we made popular for about 6 months earlier last year. I did a nightly late-night radio show that was heard on my flagship station, AM 970, The Answer, here in New York. And we had a segment called The Ladies' Lounge. And every night we had these really brilliant, articulate women that are not being, their voices are not being amplified to the degree that I think that they should be in other media. And so we spotlighted them every night, and we had great conversations. Some of those people have appeared on this broadcast: Carol Markowitz, Alicia Krauss, Dr. Gina Loudon, Kaylee McEnany, Ashley Papa among them. And tonight I'm eager to welcome to the new edition of the Ladies' Lounge someone who I think might make regular appearances with us if I just beg her enough and promise her, free goodies of some sort. Hey, Bethany Mandel, welcome. So glad to have you at the Kevin McCullough microphone tonight.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Now, we have some mutual friends. Two of the Ladies' Loungers, by the way, know you quite well, Alicia Krauss and Carol Markowitz. So how would you distinguish yourself from your distinguished colleagues? What do you write about? What do you focus on in your public work?
So I feel like we're very similar. Carol and I, especially, we write for a lot of the same places. I feel like I'm a little bit of a combination of the two. I'm a little more socially conservative than Carol, but I'm still a New Yorker, and I'm also a fellow member of the Jewish tribe. And I'm like the Jewish version of Alicia, basically. I'm far less pretty, though.
Well, I've seen all three of you, met you all in person. I would disagree with any assertion that any one of you are prettier than the other. I think you're all amazing. Let's talk about CPAC, because all three of you were there this week. For people that don't know what it is, and I've typically attended, this is one of the, I've got three kids under five in the house and with no relatives within 1,000 miles of us. You know how often my bride would let me get away from that. But so this year I did not get to go. But for people that have never heard, they hear this kind of vague term that's maybe referenced on a newscast, but it just seems like it's just a bunch of nerdy Republican kids in blue blazers and red ties. What is the reality of what CPAC is?
CPAC is like this really bizarre place where, I mean, you'd think that it was all of these nerds, but it's really, it's sort of a sideshow. In past years, it's always been a huge contingent of Ron Paul supporters, because he likes to stack the straw poll. But this year it was very different because he was sort of out of the picture, but it's a lot of students. It's a lot of short skirts. And young men chasing those short skirts, which is not something you'd really think of from a conservative conference, but the kids will be kids, I guess. And there's always people dressed in funny costumes and wanting to take pictures with the kids. So a couple years ago, there was an incredibly accurate Sarah Palin impersonator.
I remember her.
People were running up to her, like, asking for pictures. And this year there was a guy.
Hey, look, it's Tina Fey!
Uh-huh. It was remarkable, and everyone was stopping her, and it was like, really, do you really think that Sarah Palin's walking around the floors of CPAC just asking everyone to take pictures with her? But yeah, and I mean, it's just really, it's a lot of wonks, a lot of media people. And then it's mostly just students. And there's a couple of, like, local folks from Virginia and West Virginia who sort of come out and buy regular tickets to see the incredible slate of politicians that always come, but it's mostly media and students and like a couple of weird sideshow.
Well, and they try to always get the current batch of candidates that are competing for the conservative vote to appear. And of course, this week the front runner of the Republicans decided not to. Now, you were down there a little bit this week. Did that have any impact on what you think we're seeing today in terms of the returns with Cruz's big wins and what looks like is going to be a very late night in Kentucky because they can't quite call that? And, oh, by the way, the race they already called in Louisiana has continued to just get tighter and tighter the deeper the night goes. So I'm not even sure if we might not see a reversal there at some point. But the Kentucky race, which was 12 points at one point, is now 6-point difference, and it's within just a few thousand votes of each other. Did Trump hurt himself not showing up?
You know, I'm not sure if he hurt himself not showing up. I think that CPAC is a very inside baseball kind of event, and I think a lot of people don't pay attention to it. I think sort of the bigger story that the narrative on Trump, I think, is changing. And I think for a long time, he was unbeatable and that nothing could really dent his armor. And I think that over the last, I want to say like week or two, people are sort of seeing him be a little bit of a chicken, you know, for someone who pretends to be out there and to be fearless and to say what everyone's thinking, and he's not PC. He is afraid of competition, and he's afraid of people saying things that scare him and that would put him on the ropes. And so, I mean, when he was on air with Morning Joe, I think it was a week and a half ago, he told Micah off air, nothing too hard, because he can't handle hard questions. And there was a lot of talk on the floor, which I'm sure got back to his camp, that there was going to be a really significant protest. I mean, I was getting off-the-record emails from people. How can we organize? How can we organize? We're handing out signs. We're handing out bumper stickers. There was a lot of coordination on the ground to really make it clear that he was not the conservative candidate.
And to be clear, because I've got a lot of Trump supporters that listen, particularly in the New York market, but I would guess in a lot of other states that are watching and listening tonight, they would say, well, see, that's establishment tricks at work there. To be clear, these aren't establishment people. These are activists, the truest grassroots of the party possible.
Yeah, I mean, I had people emailing me that they had printed these signs on their own dollar. And they were saying, do you know anyone at CPAC that will hand them out? I can't pay them. Please we just need to get these bumper stickers out there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it really wasn't establishment people. It was parents and just really conservatives who wanted to sort of feel like they were taking back their party in the smallest way that they could, but in a visible way by opposing him on the floor of CPAC, where a lot of people signed petitions that they didn't even want him to appear. But when you donate $150,000 to $200,000 to the American Conservative Union, I guess anything goes.
Well, we're talking with Bethany Mandel. She is a writer for CapX.co. That's probably a new website for most people listening. Bethany, describe what the mission of CapX.co is about.
It's it's a British website, and they're trying to expand their readership here in the States. And it's everything that I think that most of your listeners sort of hold dear: free markets and the free exchange of conservative ideas. And it's a really sort of neat project because we can sort of bring the American image and sort of our philosophy of conservatism to that overseas market.
Well, and it's probably gaining readership here in the States, too. I mean, now that I know about it, I've already bookmarked it. I'm going to be checking it out regularly. But you write weekly for them, it looks like, at minimum. And your most recent piece, of course, was about CPAC. But you've had some pretty strong feelings about the Trump phenomenon and the idea that he can come in and represent the conservative grassroots. What do you think of the Never Trump movement and what it's done to the race, and is it guaranteed to elect Hillary if these people stay home, if Trump ends up being the nominee?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very much on the Never Trump bandwagon. I mean, in my mind, if he's the Republican nominee, it's going to be a choice between two liberals, and if Hillary becomes president, I think that it would be sort of a draw. Who would be worse for America, Hillary or Trump? But I think for the Republican Party, Trump would be in spades worse for the Republican Party because he would absolutely destroy the brand, probably beyond recognition. So if Hillary becomes president, which would be incredibly unfortunate because she's actually a criminal, the Republican Party sort of has 4 years to regroup and to bring forth a candidate who understands what the American people are feeling and thinking. I mean, obviously, we've learned nothing else from Trump is that no one was paying attention to the majority of Americans. But if Trump is the Republican president, then, I mean, the Republican Party would really have to start anew.
Yeah. We're speaking with Bethany Mandel, a contributor for CapX, and it's spelled exactly like that, CAP X.CO. is how they brand themselves, and you can check it out online. Bethany, it's good to have you tonight. Please come back. We'd love to talk more in the future. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much. This was so much fun. Have a good night.
All right, you too. It's Kevin McCullough. We're live from New York.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future returns.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys.
I would not have made that nomination, but let me point out,
not what you said in the
actually
op-ed. That is not what you said in the op-ed.
Donald, please, I know it's hard not to interrupt,
but it's not what you said in the op-ed.
Breathe.
Lion dead.
Breathe. You can do it. You can breathe. I know it's hard. I know it's hard, but just...
When they're done with the yoga, can I answer a question?
You cannot. I really hope that we don't see yoga on this stage.
Well, he's very flexible.
Nobody else wanted to see the yoga either. But that was one of the highlights of the debate this week. One of the highlights that I think did not suit Mr. Trump particularly well, because everybody saw kind of the silliness of what he was about in that moment. And the cute little name calling and stuff, it just that tactic got old fast. And then when there was no residual reservoir of substance on policy to go to, I don't know. I think that's why we're seeing a really interesting night for Ted Cruz tonight. Of that, among other reasons. By the way, breaking news right now: the Kentucky race still too close to call. They are saying that let me give you some history on this race today. When they started reporting results before we went on the air, it was a 12-point spread, 45-33, I believe, was the spread on the race at the time. It is now down at this point with 48% in. There is only a 4-point spread in the difference between Trump and Cruz. It is literally coming down into the dead of night. They're going to be counting these votes into the late hours, it looks like, for sure, because that margin narrowed now to a 35-31 spread in Kentucky. Already for tonight, if you're just joining us, Kansas was picked up by Mr. Cruz. Maine was a big win for Cruz tonight. That was not expected. Trump won, as expected, in Louisiana. But the Kentucky race, everybody thought Trump was going to win that. Actually, Trump had touted that he was going to win all these races tonight, but it just hasn't. It didn't work out that way. And Ted Cruz also picked up the big straw poll win at CPAC today as well. So as you, if you're watching on Biz TV, we're scrolling the results for you there. Let me go to line three. And by the way, our phone lines are now open for the rest of the show. 888-340-3373. Your thoughts on this Super Saturday of what's happening in the race. How did Trump end up having kind of this anticlimactic weekend after, you know, being in such big lead for such a long time? And does a 3 out of 4 loss tonight position him poorly for Florida coming up in a couple of weeks? Let's go to line three. Walt is in Pennsylvania watching Biz Television. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin.
Good to have you. What's your thought tonight?
Well, if I may, I'd like to read a little quotation of which, sadly, all too few people in this country are aware.
Okay.
And it goes as follows. It goes as follows. Quote, this year will go down in history. For the first time, a civilized nation will order the full registration of all firearms. This will surely make our streets much safer. It will make our police much more efficient, and the rest of the world will soon follow our lead into the future, unquote. Now, those aren't the words of one of the Democratic candidates for president. They are excerpted from a speech given by Adolf Hitler in 1935. So all I got to say is, whether it's Trump or whether it's Cruz or any of the other Republicans, they're all preferable to what would truly be Hillary Clinton.
Well, let me pose this question for you then, Walt, because one of the things that has really had me worried about Trump is that he seems to me to be a person that has a very movable core. He may be this way on a position one day and that way on a position a day from now. And if he's the one picking the Supreme Court judges, which is where a change to the Second Amendment would come from, which is what you're referencing, does not having a core make you worried that supporting him might not end up so well?
Kevin, I'd much rather have Bernie Sanders than Hillary, because at least Bernie Sanders comes from a very gun friendly state, the state of Vermont. And when he first announced for president, he was sort of pro Second Amendment. But then when Hillary Clinton, you know, came out with her complete condemnation of gun owners, you know, and she's calling for these draconian Australia-like measures, you know, confiscation, then he was forced to go to the left. You know what I mean? He was forced anything's preferable to Hillary Clinton.
Thank you for your call, Walt. Appreciate your listenership. Appreciate you calling. And I don't know. I'm unconvinced that Trump is going to be a strong constitutionalist when it comes to this. Now, I'm also getting word now, some other breaking news, that the Louisiana race has also tightened. Now, remember, they called Louisiana for Trump when they had 0.2% of the vote in, which meant that they felt like they had so much early voting and added that in first that the spread was so wide that there was no way that they were going to be able to close that gap. Trump was in the 40s. Cruz was in the low 20s. He was 42-something. Cruz was at 21-22%. The score right now in Louisiana is 42% Trump, 38% Cruz, with about 60% of the vote in, which means they are less than 10,000 votes apart, and there's 40% of the vote to go. Friends, this is not. I don't know that was the right call to call that race that early. At least I think you would need to have looked at it a little more closely before at 0.2%. I mean. And they probably, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, they probably based that on past turnout in the Louisiana primary, because, you know, that's sometimes how they say, well, if you had X number of early votes in and based on, you know, the total number of votes we had last time, this is probably going to be a win. Well, if you have, you know, 200% turnout from what you had 4 years ago, that's not going to necessarily be the case. And that was the case actually in Kansas today. Just use that as the model. In Kansas, you had approximately 400% turnout. Ted Cruz all by himself lapping the entire turnout of the last caucus that they held in Kansas in 2012. So very interesting. So breaking news, Louisiana is a 5-point race, even though it has been called for Trump. And in Kentucky, a race that had been 12 points is now down to 4 in terms of the total difference. We will keep you posted on that, should anything change before we're done. Now, tonight's broadcast being brought to you in crystal stereo, wherever available, by my good friends at MyPillow. They still have that incredible 4 pillows for the price of 1 offer. I thought it was going to be ending last week. Turns out they gave us one more week with that. If you'd like to get 2 pillows and 2 go-anywheres for the price of 1 queen or king size pillow. And this is the pillow that every one of my friends that I've given one to or they've purchased, they come back to me thanking me. Kevin, I can't believe the sleep I'm getting now. I never got it before. REM cycle the first night. It's just an amazing thing. 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. 4 pillows for the price of 1 from MyPillow tonight. We're live from New York.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York. Wow. The Kentucky race at 73% in, if my math is correct, they are now at, I just need to double check this, it looks like they are now at a 3% separation. And that means that it's just it's continuing to get close, and the longer they are counting, the closer that margin gets, which is why they have not called the race in Kentucky tonight. Yeah, it is a three. It is under a 4-point separation now
in terms of the separation in the votes. And even if Trump wins this, there's two very important things about the Kentucky numbers tonight that actually matter. I believe it is a proportional caucus, which means that you have to achieve, I believe, a 20% threshold to get delegates in Kentucky. If Trump and Cruz are both above 30, Kasich is doing well. He's got 15. That means Rubio's going to be held below 20 again. He may walk out of this with no delegates for the second race tonight. Of the four, this would be, and I think that you begin to start having an argument that Marco's got to drop out immediately because Cruz just opened up 10 offices in Florida. Trump is obviously reeling. He is not. This was supposed to be a clean sweep night. All the Trump people were like, "Well, we're going to walk through. We're going to walk through Super Saturday," and it is anything but that at this point. Even in Louisiana, where they've already called the race for him, it is down to now less than a 5-point difference between Trump and Cruz. And they are at about 69% reporting. So what started out a 27-point lead when they called the race is now down to a 4-point difference in the percentage. And again, I believe that those delegates are also proportional. And look at who is not even anywhere near 20%, Mr. Rubio at 11.2. Although I think Louisiana's threshold is 10, so I think he'll get something at being at 11%. So it's a very interesting night, and it's going to be a late night for some of these campaigns. That's why I believe that Donald Trump has not come out and made his statement to the public yet, and Cruz hasn't, and I don't think he should because Cruz is the winner tonight. Cruz won the two. Well, he won Maine. He wasn't even supposed to be competitive in Maine. He put literally $0 into Kentucky. They didn't run ads. He didn't make any stops. This is all organic support for Ted Cruz in Kentucky as it's going down to the wire now at less than a 4% separation with only 59% of the vote being tallied. So very interesting that we're getting to this separation. You know, these very close, tight races, especially after Louisiana was already called for Trump, more than an hour ago. Let's go to line one. Gino is listening on AM 970, our flagship in New York City. Hello, Gino. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
It's a bad mistake if they try to broker this convention coming up. There is no way that Trumpers are going to stand for their man getting denied the nomination because you know, you can bet the house he's going to go third party if he does that.
Well, then Rubio's got to drop out this week because you've got to have.
He's not going to drop out. That's the point I'm going to make. He's not going to drop because he's a thick-skulled imbecile. He honestly believes he's going to win Florida, and the Trumps is putting everything he's got into both Florida and Ohio, so he knocks out Kasich and Rubio. They have to get out. It's got to be a one-on-one, and they got to stop Trump before the convention because all he's got to do is pull that bismo that he's going to go third party, and that's the end of the Republican Party. And then I'll tell you another thing. If they try to stick us with catchers Mitt Romney, or if they try to resurrect Jeb exclamation point Bush on us, I quit.
Gino, let me assuage some of your concern. If we go to the convention and Trump participates, look, there are rules that have already been established. If it goes to the first ballot at the convention, and they take the votes of the delegates, and nobody has 1237, it automatically becomes a brokered convention. There are rules that automatically kick in. It's not chicanery. It's not the establishment playing games. And Trump knows this. But here's the other thing. If he goes to the convention and waits until then to run third party, it will be too late. He can't get ballot access.
You're not understanding what I'm saying to you. There are no rules this year. This year is a black swan election. They don't give a damn, the Trumpsters do, that there are any rules. He breaks the rules.
I know, but he can't get on a ballot to run third party if he waits until it's past ballot access time.
In Louisiana tonight, I don't know why he didn't put more resources into Louisiana. I can understand Kentucky, but Louisiana was his next door state, just like Oklahoma. That's why the Trumpsters put money in there, because he wants to embarrass the guy in his own home region. He's got to take them out, and he's got to take them out
All right, Gino, you got the last word on that. We're coming right back from New York. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Don't go away.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
CreditBiz.com.
Live from New York, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It is Radio Late Night, and we're here every Saturday, 9 o'clock, hundreds of radio stations and 44 million television households, and we couldn't be more pleased. And online, you want to watch online? You can join us from the beginning to the end. Go to my website, TheBingeThinker.com. You can watch the you miss any of the broadcast. You can watch it again right there in the left-hand side of the screen. We've got it set up for you. You can also sign up for the podcast at TheBingeThinker.com. You get all of my radio shows, even the ones during the week. So maybe you live in San Diego, you want to listen to Drive Time. You can check that out. Just go on the hit the SoundCloud link. on the homepage at thebenchthinker.com. But tonight, we are reporting to you the latest breaking news, which is that Cruz has overperformed hugely tonight. He absolutely murdered Trump in Kansas, took him out on a surprise win in Maine, and has narrowed the gap on the one state that was called for Trump. It is now down to a less than 5-point race in Louisiana, which they called that race when it was only 0.2%. It is now somewhere in the 75 percentile, 76 percentile reporting. And it is a 4.5-point race. It was a 28-point race when they called it. And in Kentucky tonight, it is going down to the wire, a 3-point race right now between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. And it looks like Marco Rubio is under the threshold for delegates in both of those states currently. If he did break the threshold, it's just by the smallest margin and very minimal delegates that he'll be getting. He could be going a big 0-for-3 in those final few tonight. I think he did get one delegate out of Kansas. One of the things I was going to talk about, depending on how the elections went tonight, was one of the reasons why Trump might have not had the night that he thought he was going to have. And this clip from the debate last week, I think, really demonstrates exactly why that took place. This is Chris Wallace with Donald Trump at a very key moment of the debate this last week. Take a look.
Mr. Trump, your proposed tax cut would add $10 trillion to the nation's debt over 10 years, even if the economy grows the way that you say it will. You insist that you could make up for a good deal of that, you say, by cutting waste, fraud, and abuse.
Correct.
Like what? And please be specific.
Department of Education. We're cutting Common Core. We're getting rid of Common Core. We're bringing education locally. Department of Environmental Protection. We are going to get rid of it in almost every form. We're going to have little tidbits left, but we're going to take a tremendous amount out. We have various other things. If you look at the IRS, if you look at every single agency, we can cut it down, and I mean really cut it down and save. The waste, fraud, and abuse is massive. Larry Kudlow, great guy, everybody respects him, said my plan for taxes and tax cutting is the best by far of everybody.
But Mr. Trump, your numbers don't add up. Please put up full screen number 4. The Education Department, you talk about cutting. The total budget for the Education Department is $78 billion, and that includes Pell Grants for low-income students and aid to states for special education. I assume you wouldn't cut those things. The entire budget for the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, $8 billion.
Okay.
The deficit this year is $544 billion. That's more than $500 billion. Your numbers don't add up,
sir. Let me explain something. Because of the fact that the pharmaceutical companies are not mandated to bid properly, they have hundreds of billions of dollars in waste. We don't bid properly. We don't have proper bidding procedures. The reason we don't is because they take care of all of the senators, all of the congressmen, and they don't bid. They don't go out to bid.
Mr. Trump,
take a look. Excuse me. You're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars.
No, you're not.
If we went out to the proper bid, of course you are.
No, you're not, sir. Let's put up full screen number 2. You say that Medicare could save $300 billion a year negotiating lower drug prices, but Medicare total only spends $78 billion a year on drugs. Sir, that's the facts. You're talking about saving more money on Medicare.
I'm saying saving through negotiation throughout the economy, you'll save $300 billion a year.
Deficit.
And that's a huge, of course it is. We're going to buy things for less money. Of course it is.
The only drugs that we pay for is through
I'm
Medicare.
Not only talking about drugs, I'm talking about other things. We'll save more than $300 billion a year if we properly negotiate. We don't do that. We don't negotiate. We don't negotiate anything.
Can I?
No.
All right. So that was an extended soundbite, but I wanted you to hear that because he didn't know his own plan. He didn't know the math on his own plan. He didn't know, and he didn't have an answer. We're going to negotiate is not a response to why does your math not add up. That doesn't create the savings that he was claiming that he would. So. that is a substantive policy objection to Trump. He doesn't know policy. He doesn't know his own numbers. The stuff that he says he's going to do won't work. That's aside from the character and the personality and the insults and all the other stuff that people have objections to. Now, there are those of you that are going to vote for Trump no matter what he does. He said from one of his own rallies earlier last year that he could shoot somebody in the head on Fifth Avenue and his supporters would still support him. That sounds a lot like what I've thought about President Obama for the last 8 years. There's just on some level a loyalty that kind of defies logic in some circles with some of these politicians. I don't think that's the case with Ralph, but let's see. Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, that's called Go Trump Go, and that's called what you just, you know, quoted there about shooting someone on Fifth Avenue. That's called bravado to me. But at this point in time, if it comes down to
Ralph, I know that I know that you don't like me to point out this, but he's the one who said it. It's not bravado on my part. He's the one that's thumping his chest that way.
Okay, but because it's me, if I have to choose right now between a Rubio and a Cruz, I definitely would choose a Cruz. Okay, even if I have a vested interest with Rubio, being that I have a house in Florida, two houses as a matter of fact. Nevertheless, it does not represent me. Okay, and Cruz, however, I still like to see the debate between Cruz and Obama. I want to see that happen.
That'd be a killer debate. Hey, thanks for the call, Ralph. We're up against the heartbreak, and we got to go. So thanks for being here. We're keeping our eye on the breaking news tonight. Kentucky, too close to call. It is getting down to the wire. And the Louisiana call that was made hours ago is coming down to the wire as well. We'll see if that has any change. Kevin McCullough live from New York.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Live from New York, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We are watching the results come in. Let's quickly go to Donald Trump at the stand. He is making his victory speech of Kentucky. I don't know that they've given him the win in Kentucky yet. I guess Fox News has, AP hasn't, Drudge hasn't, but he's claiming victory in Kentucky and in Louisiana. Let's take a listen to what he has to say to his supporters there.
Every angle that you could be hit from, very viciously actually, but I think we did very well in the debate. I do say this, we're marching along and I think we're doing very well in Florida. Today I was in Orlando. We had a group of at least 20,000 people. We had to send 10,000 people away. The place was packed, and it was an amazing day. And I love the people of Florida. It's my second home. We're in Florida tonight. And I just want to thank Florida for being, it's just incredible. And I'm looking at the poll numbers.
All right, so that's more of the vibrato that he's got going on, and that's going to be the best he can come up with coming out of tonight, because this should have been a four-state sweep for Donald Trump. Instead, he is facing, in essence, a complete tie with Ted Cruz. Cruz wins two states, he wins two states, and in the states that Donald Trump wins, Cruz will take almost as many delegates out of them because he battled him so closely to the finish. And he talks about how he didn't spend money in some of these states. Ted Cruz spent zero money in Kentucky and not much more in Louisiana. So both of them pretty economical in their wins today. Ted Cruz also picking up the big CPAC win. Tomorrow, Puerto Rico votes. Marco Rubio's expected to maybe pick up that victory there. It's got a few delegates up for grabs. Of course, will that throw him back into the race? Now he's going to do. He's going to go all the way after he wins Puerto Rico. He's going to knock them all down. Puerto Rico and Minnesota. He's got it, right? Not quite. Anyway, also on the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders the big winner. He took Kansas and Nebraska. Secretary Clinton took Louisiana. That was the win for her there. So that's it. That's how the results shook down. We were glad to be able to provide you coverage of Super Saturday. And thanks to Bethany Mandel and Steve Dace for joining us as well. There's some good insight there. You want to catch us during the week, TheBingeThinker.com. Kevin McCullough, really glad to have you with us. And we couldn't do it without our good friends at MyPillow. Literally, Mike Lindell believes so strongly in what we do here on Saturday nights that he personally made it possible for us to hold over the 4-for-1 pillow offer. You buy a king or queen regular size pillow. He's going to give you a one matching of the same size and value, and give you two of the go anywhere pillows at no additional cost. It's just his way of saying happy decision 2016 coverage from Radio Night Live. You only get that offer when you use my phone number. It's 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. It's the best pillow that money can buy. It will guarantee you the best sleep. He's going to guarantee it no risk 60 days and give you a 10-year guarantee that it'll never go flat. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. And we're going to be back here next weekend on Saturday night, right here, live, Radio Night Live, from New York. I'm Kevin.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
06